Lewis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, hungry? And your heart is ticking for chicken? Well, take a quick turn into Quick Trip, because we got
no ordinary chicken.
Yeah, go wild with wings. Next level super wings with trusty sidekick and sauces. Or let's talk tender. Quick chick tenders. Love me tenders. Love me some quick tenders. Ours are bigger, better, tastier. Or if you're feeling good old school comfort fried chicken, we got it. Hand breaded down homier than anywhere. Quick Trip, saving your nuggets from ordinary.
Save big money now at Menards. Ideal Garage Doors can increase the value of your home and add curb appeal. Shop the largest in-stock selection of garage doors or design your own using our free do-it-yourself design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big money on garage doors at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit JDPower.com for details and Menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Skip Sunday brunch and get in on Brewers action with the Sunday Funday Bundle. Starting at $62, get four or more tickets plus food and beverage available at every Sunday Brewers home game. Get yours now at brewers.com/funday. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
St. Louis second inning. Cardinals have the lead at 2-0. Michael Ciani will lead things off. Number nine man in the St. Louis order. Colin Ray all set to work. Opening pitch. Bullseye on that one. Right down the middle. Nothing and one on Ciani. In the series, he's 1-for-7. Now from the stretch. The kick and the pitch. Bouncer hit to second. Terang has that for an easy play. Back to the top of the order we go now. Mason Wynn, the shortstop. Baseball brought to you in part by Usinger's. Great tasting sausage along with some of that great tasting cheese that they can make available to you each and every time you buy sausage. Pine River Cheese Spreads. The pitch. Bullseye on a breaking ball. Nothing and one on Mason Wynn. Usinger's sausage and some of that great-tasting Pine River cheese down low and away. Backhanded by Haas. One ball and one strike on the right-handed batting Mason Wynn. Colin Ray deals again. That one's lined to left, but it is going to be caught easily by Frelick. Of time to make a move on that one. Caught it chest high. And before Burleson bats, 10 for identification. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN at W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Alec Burleson in there and looks at a strike on a breaking ball that caught the outside corner. Nothing in one. And the pitch to him. Hit in the gap in left center, but playable for Frelick. And as errant as he was in the first, back to his game here in the second. 1-2-3 go the St. Louis Cardinals. Inning and a half complete. St. Louis 2, Milwaukee nothing on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Island invites you to fall into golf with late-season rounds at Sweetgrass or Sage Run. The vibrant fall colors and cooler temperatures make for great days out on the golf course. Fall golf rates run September 16th through the end of the 2024 season, with tee times starting at $75 and stay-and-play packages starting at $110. And submit your 2025 golf package request early to guarantee choice dates. Plan your fall golf adventure today at islandresortgolf.com.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA. Your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the Silver Lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Bob Uecker.
The Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Willie Adames to lead things off for the crew. And the pitch, low and away on a breaking ball from Sonny Gray. One ball and no strikes. All set to work. Coming back on a check swing. It's a strike anyway. Mark Ripperger, first base umpire, made that call on Willie Adames. One ball and one strike on him. And the pitch hit in the air. It's going to get out of play. Second deck. Right field side, ball one and strike two now. And the pitch, bouncer just foul outside of third. Still a ball and two strikes on the Brewers shortstop. 255 for Willie, sitting on 29 home runs and 100 driven in. Gray deals again on a check swing. He held that time. Adames 2-2 and waiting. Bouncer foul again. Willie in the cleanup spot. Any home damage with loyal family, they'll take care of it. South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let out-of-towners handle it. And the pitch. Hit in the air and playable in very shallow center. Ciani makes the grab on that one. One up and one down, and Garrett Mitchell is going to be the batter. Call locally owned Loyal Family Reservations and Renovations. Free inspection today. Mitchell, 261 with four home runs and 13 driven in. Standing in for the first time tonight. And the pitch bunted, third base side, and Sonny Gray is going to throw him out. He was off the mound in a moment. Grab that one, not a bad bunt. Up along the third base side. Sonny Gray got to it and threw him out by a step. Here's Blake Perkins. Brewers center fielder, Doreen Dahlman from Weston. Quick trip around the bases, contestant tonight. Cardinals with two in the first, leading 2-0 if you joined us late. Now Sonny Gray. Right in there, or is it? Nope, a little bit low, apparently. Jeremy Riggs working home plate tonight. One and nothing. Kicks and deals, a swing and a foul back. New Fleet Rewards program arrived at Fleet Farm. Start of this season. Long time. Enjoy special perks and find out how you can earn rewards quickly. Use on future purchases. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Low inside off speed. Look like a changeup. Join today or sign in to your account. FleetFarms.com/rewards. One and two, and Sonny Gray trying to work. 1-2-3, and he just did with a strikeout to Perkins. Came right back off speed. Second strikeout for Sonny Gray. Cardinals still have the lead. It's 2-0 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
For over 93 years, family-owned and operated Martin's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has been serving the area with great selection, price, and service. Plus, they're one of the top commercial dealers in the area. So if you're looking for a new vehicle for the family or a new work truck, look no further than Martin Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove. Stop by and see one of their helpful salesmen or shop them online at martinsgarage.net.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
More information.
The third is on, and so is Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you. Paul Goldschmidt will lead things off for St. Louis. 2-0 Cardinals lead, and the first pitch to Goldschmidt from Ray is a foul ball back behind home plate. It's 0-1. We were mentioning Goldschmidt and his 29 home runs in his career against the Brewers. And
yeah.
It made me curious, so I looked up a few numbers in terms of opponents. A one pitch is outside, one ball and one strike. Who would you, your best guess, think, it's a very prominent name, would have hit the most home runs against the Brewers in their career? A couple of very prominent names at the top of the list. 1-1 is chopped foul off of Haas's gear, and it's one ball and two strikes.
I wouldn't know.
Number two wore this uniform as well.
Cardinals?
Mm-hmm. Albert Pujols. 1-2 pitch is low. Two balls and two strikes. 45 for Albert Pujols, but number one was Reggie Jackson. He hit 62
against the Milwaukee
against pitcher. The Brewers in his career.
Well, he was in that era of the new team.
2-2 pitch is fouled back and out of play. Yeah, he would have played against them a lot in the 70s.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they were a new club with a lot of new players and players that people gave up on and, you know, put in the pool to join a new team that became the Milwaukee Brewers.
2-2 pitch to Goldschmidt. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Strikeout for Colin Ray, ortho ASAP style. There's one away for Nolan Arenado.
Reggie surprises me a little bit.
I was surprised by that, too. I thought it would for sure be Pujols. And he was number two, but it was a difference of...
How many?
62 versus 45.
Wow, that's a lot.
I was surprised that Reggie had him by that much. First pitch to Arenado is fouled back our way and out of play. And it's 0-1. Goldschmidt is in the top 20. He's 20th all time against the Brewers. And hopefully not, but could be still counting.
Yeah.
A one pitch to Arenado. Missed inside. It's 1-1.
I'm surprised at Reggie with 60. I knew he hit a lot, but not that many.
Sammy Sosa, third with 44.
Yeah, he would be another guy.
Joey Votto, fourth with 43. And then Andrew McCutchen is fifth with 40. 1-1 to Arenado. He is in there for a strike. It's 1-2.
Now, McCutchen had some big times against Milwaukee, yeah.
And then another guy in the top 10 that is in my time here with the Brewers that I would have guessed being on the list summer, Jay Bruce. Pitch missed outside. 2-2 now on Arenado.
Yeah, Jay Bruce, left-handed hitter and Cincinnati. Yeah. Friendly field over at Great American Ballpark.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck out Arenado. Back-to-back ortho ASAP strikeouts for Colin Ray. And there's two away for Brendan Donovan. And then...
Where's Jay Bruce?
Ninth with 35. Right behind McGuire, who had 36. 10th is your great friend Adam Dunn. First pitch to Donovan is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Halfway... Kind of expected to turn around and see him in the booth.
He did that one day, folks.
No balls at a strike on Donovan. The pitch. Fouled back and out of play behind home plate. It's 0-2.
I was going to have some surgery done, and Adam Dunn, we were playing Cincinnati. I was sitting where I normally sit when we do the games.
0-2 pitch is a ground ball back up the middle and into center field for a base hit for Brendan Donovan.
And I hadn't mentioned it, but it was a known fact that I was going to miss a few games. And I felt something nudge me from behind up here in the booth. And as I turned around to see what was going on behind me, it was Adam Dunn, and he was in uniform, had his spikes on. He came upstairs. He took the elevator up here, came upstairs to...
Ivan Herrera, the batter, pops it up, fouling out of play first base side.
So when I asked him what he was doing up here, he said he came up to wish me luck in my surgery. And I asked him why. He said, in case you don't make it, I wanted to say goodbye. That's what he said.
No balls at a strike on Herrera. Ray looks in, now spins and throws to first, and back in time is Donovan. Who is the manager for the Reds at that time?
I was just trying to
Jim
think.
Riggleman?
Yeah, it was maybe. Riggleman. That's who it was. He got very upset when he found out what happened.
Yeah, I could maybe see why.
We were playing a doubleheader that day. It was a Sunday afternoon.
A one missed inside on Herrera. It's 1-1.
And Adam Dunn wasn't in the game. And Jim Powell, who I was working with at that time, started talking about...
1-1 on Herrera. Ray brings home the pitch. Time was called before the pitch.
Jim Powell started talking about whoever was playing first base that day. He was wearing Adam Dunn's glove. And I jumped in and said, I don't think that's Adam Dunn's glove. He wears a black first baseman's glove. And that's how the conversation started that got Adam Dunn up here.
Did he confirm that you were right?
Yes, he did.
One ball and one strike on Herrera, the pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the net.
Kent, you were here then, weren't you? Excuse me. Yeah.
Well, it seems like Dunn had a perfectly good reason to come up here to explain to Jim Riggleman why he needed to come.
I went down on the field the next day, and Riggleman was really hot. Yeah, he was still hot.
1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Elevated fastball at 93 and 3 ortho ASAP strikeouts for Ray in a scoreless top of the third. Adam Dunn in the booth. We had a Cardinal in the booth a couple of years ago as well. 2-0. That was a good one. Adam Wainwright actually did a Miller Lite read for us, which was even better.
He did.
2-0 Cardinals as we head to the bottom of the third on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
$1 million. That's big. Really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card, and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Baseballs flying out of AmFam Field? That's what we love to see. But what about pests sneaking into your home? Not so much of a grand slam. For 65 years, family-owned Safeway Pest Management has been keeping southeastern Wisconsin pest-free by eliminating unwanted critters with safe, effective solutions. Don't strike out against pests. Go for the home run and call Safeway Pest Management at 262-679-4422. Mention the Brewers and get 10% off your first service. It's a win-win for your peace of mind and your Brewers pride.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Joey Ortiz leads off the bottom of the third, a 2-0 Cardinals lead. And Ortiz takes down and away 1-0. Whether you're out for the ballpark or dog park, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. There's a strike, and it's 1-1. Time for our Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. Annette Hay from Menominee Falls is our contestant tonight. Gray brings home the 1-1 pitch, and Ortiz lifts one in the air on the infield for Goldschmidt near the first base bag to make the catch, and there's one away. Yeah, we had Adam Wainwright up here, and he did kind of go through the proper channels to make sure that MLB was okay with him being up here. It was a day where he wasn't pitching.
Yeah.
But he sat in for an inning with you and me. I say you and me.
Yeah.
The two of you talking and admiring.
You were.
First pitch to Sal Frelick in there for a strike.
Well, what he did prior to the game, he used to walk the ballpark.
Yep.
He would walk every step of the way in this ballpark. Every deck, instead of running outside.
A one on Frelick is fouled out of play, third base side. It's 0-2.
That's how he got his workouts in. He walked every deck the whole way, and he asked that particular day if he could come up and sit in with us.
Yep.
And I said, of course. And then I told him he had to read a Miller spot.
0-2 pitch to Frelick is down and in. It's 1-2.
He said, I can't do that. I said, then you can't come up. But Adam Wainwright's great guy. Great guy.
He has taken up broadcasting himself, and
yep.
He's quite a broadcaster as well. 1-2 down and in, 2 balls and 2 strikes. I will say, I was a fly on the wall, but I was blown away with just how kind of a person he was,
yeah.
How much respect he had for you and showed to you and everybody in the booth. But that is a guy that loves the game of baseball, has a lot of respect for everything that came before him, and he is somebody that has done himself proud. 2-2 pitch. He is popped up foul and out of play behind home plate. Stays at 2-2.
When he told us he'd get fired if you read that Miller spot because of Bush, well, then you can't go up. You got to read it. And he did.
He was close to the end anyway. I think
yeah.
He did come back and pitch one more year after that.
He did.
2-2 pitch to Frelick. He is a swing and a chopper off the gear of Herrera, and he stays alive.
They got on him in the clubhouse. Cardinal players, yeah, it was good.
Two balls and two strikes on Frelick. The pitch. Fouled straight back again, and Sal battling up there against Sonny Gray. Another guy that could hit a little bit when pitchers could hit.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he was one of the guys that was really upset about not being able to hit anymore.
I miss it at times. 2-2. Bouncer foul up the first baseline. I think most people have moved on from that and have embraced having the universal DH now, but it was always fun when a pitcher got into one.
Yeah, absolutely. Extra batting practice that they took all the time. I mean, as much as they could hit, they did it.
2-2 pitch to Frelick. And a ground ball sharply hit to first, but played by Goldschmidt. He'll run to the bag and retire Frelick for the second out of the inning. I can remember being in Los Angeles getting ready for a game, and the Dodgers pitchers were taking batting practice before the game. And some of the guys weren't taking it maybe as serious as they should have been, having fun with it. I think that was not so out of the norm mm-hmm. during pitchers' batting practice. And I just remember Clayton Kershaw basically stopping it and getting after guys saying, this is work. We're
yeah.
here to work. And we hit in the games, and we're going to take this serious. Here's Eric Haas. He takes down and away. It's 1-0.
And you know the thing that was really important about pitchers hitting at that time? They got a chance to bunt
yeah.
during batting practice and bunt a lot because that was the way the game was.
1-0 pitch is ground ball deep in the hole at short. Backhanded by Wynn. Slings it over to first. Goldschmidt off the bag. He dropped the baseball. So Haas will be safe at first. Goldschmidt was off the bag to field the throw and tried to put a sweeping tag on Haas, and he never completed the catch. And so Haas safe at first on what likely will be an E6 on Wynn. We'll see how they score that. But the Brewers have a base runner, and it is an E6, and that'll get Bryce Terang to the plate. Yeah, a lot of times back then, your pitchers were some of your best bunters on the team because that was something they worked hard at during their batting practice.
You're right on. Yep.
First pitch to Terang is low. It's 1-0.
Yeah, the sacrifice and the pitchers, for the most part, unless, you know, the game was warranted where there was nobody on and pitchers go up there and take a whack at a ball instead of trying to bunt it. But yeah, that was a big part of the game.
1-0 pitch. Driven into left center field. Long run for Ciani. Goes into a slide and he dropped the baseball. Around third is Haas. He's headed for home. Here's Wynn's relay to the plate. It's going to be in time. They got him. Well, Terang plugged the gap with a drive to left center. Ciani's got great range. We saw it last night. And just like last night, he almost came up with an amazing catch. But Haas cut down at the plate. Mason Wynn's got a big arm. We've seen that over the course of this season. And This was another example of that. Pat Murphy holding things up just to see if they were blocking the plate, but he will not challenge. And we go to the fourth inning. Cardinals with a 2-0 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Nope. Well, case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game day, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Game tickets secured months ago? Check. Coolers and grills packed for your tailgate feast? Check. Sitting in an emergency room with an infected and throbbing tooth? Check. Don't let a lack of dental coverage ruin your game day plans. The new WDA Dental Savings Club can save you and your family up to 55% on quality care from Wisconsin Dental Association dentists you can trust. Get your healthy smile back and get back in the game. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
List is more.
More.
Two nothing Cardinals as we go to the fourth inning. Lars Nootbaar leads things off for St. Louis. We'll get you caught up on that play that ended the bottom of the third in a moment. First pitch to Nootbaar is a little bit low. It's 1-0. It goes 8-7-6-2 on the putout at the plate of Eric Haas, trying to score from first on a ball that was hit into the left center field gap. A great diving attempt made by Ciani, but he didn't catch it. Pitch is down and away. It's two balls and no strikes. It was actually Burleson, the left fielder, that backed him up on the play, and so when Ciani couldn't make the catch, Burleson picked it up, hit Wynn, the cutoff man, and Wynn cut down Haas at the plate. 2-0 pitch is lifted foul and out of play down the left field line. It's 2-1. It is a double for Bryce Terang. So $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Spin, the silver lining. Two balls and one strike on Nootbaar. Here's the pitch, and this is lined into left. It's going to drop in front of Frelick. He will take it on a bounce. And the leadoff man is aboard for St. Louis here in the fourth, and Nootbaar has himself a 9-game hitting streak. And now they have changed it to a straight 7-6-2. Semantics, really. So here's Jose Fermin. Ray brings home the pitch, and Fermin took outside with a big breaking ball. It's 1-0. Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. 1-0 pitch, there goes the runner. It's swung on and fouled off over near the on-deck circle. It's 1-1 on Fermin. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, this is more. One ball and one strike on Fermin, who's 0-1 today. The pitch rolled foul into the Cardinals dugout, and it's 1-2. A 2-0 St. Louis lead. They've outhit the Brewers 4-1. Brewers just collected their first hit of the game on that double by Terang that ended up leading to the final out of the inning. That was a pretty consequential play if you think about it. 1-2 is a swing and a miss, and he strikes out Fermin. Ortho ASAP strikeout. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. If Haas is able to score, Brewers have cut the lead in half, or the deficit in half. But also you have Terang in scoring position and Jackson Churio coming to the plate. Spin a throw to first, and back in time is Nootbaar. So there was plenty more to be excited about in that inning if Haas would have been able to score on that play. But it's a great play by St. Louis. Mason Winn has a big-time arm. The pitch swung on and fouled back by Michael Ciani, who is the batter. 0 for 1 today. Grounded out to second back in the second inning. 1 for 8 in the series for Ciani. Collin up to 64 pitches. Rays 0-1 pitch. Missed outside. It's 1-1. Collin gave up the two runs in the first inning. A couple of bases loaded walks. Outside of that, he settled in and pitched pretty well. The rest of this game had a 30-pitch first inning. The 1-1 pitch. Lifted in the air to left. Backing up a few steps is Frelick. He's got it measured. Makes the catch. And there's two down now for the top of the order in Mason Winn. Well, I want to say happy birthday today to Lorraine Miller. She is celebrating her 101st birthday today. Resides in Wittenberg, Wisconsin. Never misses a Brewers game. And she is birthday buddies with Garrett Mitchell, who is celebrating his birthday today as well. Happy birthday, Lorraine. First pitch to Mason Winn is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Hopefully the Brewers have a comeback in them tonight for you. Lorraine, 101. Quite an accomplishment. Rays 0-1 pitch is lifted in the air to left field. Frelick on the run into foul territory. Runs out of room. It'll hit off the net. Salad climbed the wall in foul territory down that left field line to give it a look. But it's nothing in two here on Mason Winn, who is 0 for 2 tonight. Winn has had a very good rookie season. There are some very good rookies in the National League. We've talked a lot about Jackson Merrill. Of course, Jackson Churio. Mason Winn has had a very fine season for St. Louis as well. 0-2 pitch from Ray is chopped foul at the plate. And we do it again. Win just 1 for 12 in the series. Does have a double to his credit. Came last night. Spin and a throw to first, and Nootbaar back in time. Ray has a good move over to first. He's made a couple of close plays over there against Nootbaar, but Nootbaar's been able to get back in there safely both times. 0-2 pitch. Missed outside. It's 1-2. Leadoff man Nootbaar with a base hit to start up this inning, but Vermeen has struck out. Ciani's flied out. And now Winn chops one foul up the third baseline. It stays 1-2. Cardinals offensively, and we talked a little bit about this over the last couple of days, they've been playing much better offensively for the last 10, 14 days. A lot of guys that are swinging the bat much better than they were earlier in the summer. 1-2 pitch is chopped foul again, and Winn spoils another pitch. And he is up there battling against Ray. That is the sixth pitch of the at-bat. And he's fouling off pitch after pitch right now, just hoping that he can try to entice Ray into making a mistake. Holland with a long look in. Pitch clock at 2-1. Now he brings home the pitch. There goes the runner. Pitches a ball. Throw to second. He is not in time. Nubar able to just get in there with the right foot. He went in with a feet-first slide. Ben Murphy holding things up to see if the Brewers want a challenge. Looked like he got in there from our vantage point. It was a very good throw from Eric Haas. And now looking at the replay, Brewers going to challenge, and they might have something here. It's Alfonso Marquez, the crew chief, getting a first look at the replay. They might have something here. This is very close, but it looks like maybe that tag got there just before Nootbaar made contact with the bag. It was Terang putting the tag down. A very good throw from Haas. I think they might have gotten him. This is so close, and often when it's this close, whatever the call is on the field is the way it stands. But here, another angle we're getting a look at. I do think they get the glove on him right before the right foot gets into the bag. But again, it's so close. Will they overturn it is the question. I've stopped being confident in these kind of predictions a long time ago, and they're taking a long look at it right now in New York. It is Alfonso Marquez who made the call as well. He is the second base umpire. Nootbaar and Terang are talking. I think I'm safe. I think you're out. I think if you're trying to get this right, he's out. And the inning is over.
After review, the call stands. The runner is safe, and Milwaukee will lose their challenge.
And that's what typically happens on plays like that. It is so close, and it is a razor-thin margin. Again, to my eyes, I think the tag got there maybe a second before, and when I say second, I mean a millisecond before Nootbaar got to the bag. And often when that's the case, if it isn't just overwhelming, obvious, then they don't overturn the call on the field. And so they let it stand, and the Brewers will lose their challenge as a result. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Wynn. Stolen base credited to Nootbaar. The pitch missed down and away, and the count is full. It's 3-2. Two pitch coming home, and a chopper to third. Backs up Ortiz a step. Strong throw to first in time. Gets Wynn, and the inning is over. So after all that, Colin Ray gets the ground ball and gets out of the inning anyway. Cardinals with a hit, and they strand a runner. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's 2-0 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
Hey, hungry? And your heart is ticking for chicken? Well, take a quick turn into Quick Trip, because we got
no ordinary chicken.
Yeah, go wild with wings. Next level super wings with trusty sidekick and sauces. Or let's talk tender. Quick Chick tenders. Love me tenders. Love me some Quick tenders. Ours are bigger, better, tastier. Or if you're feeling good old school comfort fried chicken, we got it. Hand breaded down homier than anywhere. Quick Trip. Saving your nuggets from ordinary.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Halfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Offer ends September 30th, so visit PellaWI.com today.
Jackson Churiel to lead things off in the bottom of the fourth inning, and he takes outside. It's 1-0. Running out of things to say about Jackson Churiel. He is 0-for-1 tonight. What a season he's putting together. 1-0 pitch is a little high. 2 balls and no strikes the count. In pursuit of a 2020 season at the age of 20. He's a home run away from accomplishing that feat. Gray brings home the 2-0 pitch and a broken bat, little flare down the right field line. It's a fair ball, rolls into the corner. Jackson off to the races. On his way to second, he's in there sliding. Now the ball gets away. Churiel to his feet and then retreats back to the second base bag. It is a leadoff double for Jackson Churiel. Everything he does, he makes it look exciting. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Spin, the silver lining. Hit it off the very end of the bat, and it just split his bat in two. Rolled into the corner. He knew it was extra bases at that point. Newbar did a great job getting to it, but had an errant throw. It was not the most graceful slide into second base for Jackson. But the Brewers have something here in the bottom of the fourth. Second hit of this game for the Brewers, and now here's Jake Bowers. First pitch to Bowers is low. 1 ball and no strikes. Bowers grounded out to second back in the first inning. A 2-0 St. Louis lead. Gray kicks and delivers the 1-0. That is lifted foul and out of play. Third base side, it's 1-1. Reminder from Schneider and their professional truck drivers, distracted driving puts everyone at risk. Stay focused and drive safe. Gray brings home the 1-1 pitch, and that is rolled foul over near the Brewers dugout. And it's 1-2. Churiel now with a 9-game hitting streak with that double. 13 for 35 in that stretch for Jackson with 4 home runs. 1-2 pitch. In the air, left field, backing up is Burleson. He's there to make the catch for the first out of the inning. And now here's Willie Adames. Willie 0-for-1, a fly ball to center field back in the second inning. 12-game hitting streak for Willie. Had his home run streak snapped last night. Extended his hitting streak with that run scoring double in the 11th inning off of Ryan Helsley. First pitch, a swing and a miss at a breaking ball down and away. It's 0-1. Both teams had to use their bullpens last night, so they're looking for lengthy starts out of their starters if possible, but the Brewers have D.L. Hall getting loose in their pen right now. A 1, swing and a miss, sinker in, and Adames swung through it for strike 2. Runner at second and 1 out, Brewers trying to at least get Churiel home. Adames with 100 RBIs now on the season. He picked up number 100 in extra innings last night. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball lifted in the air. Shallow right field. Racing in is Newbar. He calls everybody off and makes the catch, and there's 2 outs. So Churiel still standing at second base, and it'll be up to Garrett Mitchell, who tried to bunt his way on back in the second inning, and Sonny Gray fields the position very well, made a tremendous play. So Garrett climbs into the box. 1-for-6 in the series for Mitchell. First pitch. Lined into left, but right towards Burleson, who comes in and makes the catch. And the inning is over. Mitchell hit it well, but hit it right at Burleson. And after the leadoff double from Churio, the next three retired by Sonny Gray. We go to the fifth inning. Colin Ray coming out. D.L. Hall coming in for the crew. It's a 2-0 Cardinals lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
In the Woods with Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
Ah, you just can't beat camping in Wisconsin, Tony. The great outdoors. Lots of friendly folks, too. Can you believe how many stopped by when we were cooking up those Usinger brats?
Well, especially after they saw your sign, Uke, Usinger brats on the grill.
Always nice to share a Usinger brat with friends.
I saw a couple bears, too.
Hey, bears are fine. No Cardinals, though. Everybody loves Usingers. Just keep them away from my peppered bacon.
Members of Liuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting liunawisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Cardinals with a 2-0 lead here in Milwaukee in the finale of this three-game series. D.L. Hall takes over on the mound for the crew as we go to the fifth. And back in with the play-by-play, here's Bob Uecker.
All right, thank you, Grinny. Alec Burleson will lead things off, followed by Goldschmidt and then Nolan Arenado against D.L. Hall. All right, set to go. Burleson is in there. Has bounced out and fly to left field. Takes one low and away. One ball and no strikes on him. Left-handed batter against the left-handed offerings of D.L. Hall. Here he comes again. That one's good on the outside corner. And it's even on a ball and a strike. Colin Ray, four innings. Check swing, low and away. And it's two balls and a strike. Couple of first inning runs via bases on balls given up by Colin Ray tonight. And the pitch lined foul off the screen, third base side. Ball two and strike two. Couple of walks, both in the first inning with the bases loaded. Struck out four. And the pitch. Bouncer foul up along the first base side. Two balls, two strikes. D.L. Hall all set to go. And from the windup, here it is. Hit in the air to center. And playable for Perkins on the warning track. One up and one down. Paul Goldschmidt coming up now. Base hit and a run scored back in the opening inning. Colin Ray struck him out in the third along with the side. Got Arenado and then Herrera to finish out the inning. One up and a one down. Goldschmidt up and outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Deals again down low and inside with a breaking ball on Goldschmidt. Two balls and no strikes. And the pitch to him. 3-0 now, and look out here. Three balls and no strikes. Goldschmidt, one of those guys that has the green light anytime. Takes one right down the middle. Three balls and a strike. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Tardy on a fastball from Hall. That one at 94. Full count, three balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Hit foul past third. Three balls and two strikes. Crowd tonight should be in that 20,000 range, 25 maybe. 3-2. Now the kick and the pitch. Hit foul again. Breaking ball that time inside, and Goldschmidt got out in front of it. Ball three and strike two on him. One away here in the fifth inning. Arenado do next the pitch. Swing and a fly ball hit to shallow right. And playable and going to be caught by Mitchell. Two are up, two are down. Here is Nolan Arenado. Double and a run scored back in the first. And a strikeout in the third. All right, in there now against D.L. Hall. Arenado takes a strike. Nothing in one on the St. Louis third baseman. Doing the DHing tonight. Colorado and St. Louis. Third baseman. Both places. And the pitch. Lined to a backhanded short hop pick and the throw in the dirt and dropped by Bowers at first. Heck of a play by Terang on a backhanded grab of that line drive. Wicked liner hit by Nolan Arenado. See how they score that one. If the throw is good and if Bowers hangs onto it, it's an out. They have scored it as a base hit. And as hard as it was hit, it's a good scoring. It really is.
It was a borderline miracle that Bryce was able to pick that himself with that backhanded spin. Whew.
Brendan Donovan takes a strike. And it's nothing and two on him. Yeah, I didn't think he was going to get to it.
That ball gets to center field with almost every other second baseman in baseball. Not Bryce Terang. Woo.
So it is a base hit. And the pitch. Little low, not by much, if at all. It's 1-2 now on Donovan. They did score to hit, right?
Yes.
Can't give anybody an error on that one.
No.
We might have seen Nolan Arenado up here. It's done. Two balls and two strikes.
You would have been playing peacemaker at that point. Man, everybody's going to be okay here.
Yeah.
You've had a lot of hits in your career, Nolan.
Take it easy. He's an old man. He's a scorer. Come on. Nolan, take your time. 2-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. And the inning is over. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Cardinals get nothing on a hit. Leave one stranded. We have have completed four and a half now. And it is still 2-0 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru, open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler